Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Reverse Cowboy.
This is an emergency episode of Reverse Cowboy after a horrible incident happened where a can of fizzy drink exploded in my bag all over my...
Fizzy drink. Fucking pedo.
No fizzy drink for me today.
Well, it was... your laptop exploded with porn, mate.
Coated in jizz.
Who on earth downloads porn? You know, like... I know obviously pedos do, right? Because they always get caught with images, right?
They need to keep it on the laptop.
A normal person. Who the fuck downloads... Who buys porn?
Well, who downloads anything anymore? Who has DVDs?
Well, Wayne Lineker's got a massive DVD collection.
He didn't even have cups in his house. No, he's not got a DVD collection.
True. Yeah, because he's got the old...
anything other than fucking worldies.
See that video he did?
Yeah, superb.
He's like,
10 things I couldn't live without.
Yeah,
he's a mental.
He's a good guy.
Mad bastard. I was like, Wayne, what are you doing?
Listen, we can't always talk about the same people, mate. It's just getting crazy. It's either him or, come on, it's Kevin.
So we had an incident. Why an incident?
Don't talk about Ruth anymore, do we?
I wonder why.
Yeah. Oh, come on, mate.
No, I love Ruth.
No, I do. But what I'm saying is, like, she's not a celebrity, like, big fucking...
She will be soon, and then you'll regret your actions.
Sake. Yeah, true. I didn't do anything, mate.
That audio will come to light. Yeah, it'll be in the press.
Ooh, I was a bad boy.
Vlogger. All right, fans.
I had to go and sit in the kennel for a week.
Did he? Was naughty.
Yeah, I've got neck injuries, so shut up. I licked my back, my pussy and my crack all night.
What, have you been pretending you're a footballer again?
It's just sleeping on the sofa injuries, accumulated stress over the many months I've ended up doing it. And then I've exacerbated it with a vigilant lying on the sofa session the next day, working.
And working.
Here I am now with an absolutely mullered neck covered in Voltarol.
But you still made it in. What professional?
Common.
Talking of... professionalism. I had a can of drink popped all over me in my bag, soaked in my MacBook. I should tell you guys this fucking amazing thing I've found out about. Have you heard about backing up? Because I didn't know about backing up data.
Well, I hate all this shit.
I didn't know. No, I have zero common sense or care.
I like having it not backed up.
Well, I did until I lost all of our episodes.
I will use this in the bath.
All of our music.
I will use this phone in the bath, and if I drop it, I'm absolutely fucked. I don't know my passwords or anything.
Phones now waterproof, aren't they? But MacBooks aren't.
My phone's not waterproof.
No, mine is.
My phone ain't shitproof.
You can go. Drop yours in the bath now for about 2 hours.
I have got that case. My phone is, as you can see, smashed.
It's quite old, isn't it?
Yeah, but look at it. It's a classic phone. It's great, isn't it?
It's great.
If you found that, you wouldn't probably even want it. Probably just leave it there, wouldn't you? You'd probably look at it and think, no.
Depends how skint I am. There have been times in my life where I'd be like, oh, how much can I get for this at Cash Converters? Not that long ago.
Yeah, I should probably get a new phone, actually. But, you know, like, you get attached to them.
They don't do anything new, though, now, as well. It used to be, like, get the new one. Oh, my God, this fucking technological leap we've had. You've got cameras on both sides. You've got... They're amazing
they're
quality.
The same,
now, they've not gotten better for about 8 years. Yeah. I don't think. It's like the same fucking thing.
Since the iPhone 13 Pro Max.
Since the Pro Max, it's not really... Like, when are we going to get a VR phone?
Reverse Cowboy.
When reality TV stopped being cruel, after that kind of like late noughties era where it was fucking cruel, the whole show was Simon Cowell just humiliating people.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Remember the show, There's Something About Miriam? Oh, it was way ahead of his time. It was about 20 years ago. And they had a transgender woman.
Yeah.
Like, good looking.
Just a woman.
Like, looks nice. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Just a sexy woman.
But called Miriam. And the show was called There's Something About Miriam. And all these blokes competed to
She's
take
got a dick.
Yeah, it was at the end, it was a bloke. And it was fucking unreal. And the fact that that got made. So that was when TV was cruel.
But
right?
That was...
Now Jeremy Kyle's been disbanded. And deformulated and vaporised.
I saw him pop up the other day. He's coming back in. He's trying to come back.
Fucking should come
no,
back.
No, he's not bullying poor people anymore. He's doing something. He was like, Jeremy Kyle. He was interviewing some high profile person. I forgot who it was. I was like, well, how the fuck's he got a job again?
Hello, motherfuckers. You are listening to Reverse Cowboy. The person Von Cruz couldn't remember is Supreme Power Noms, Ghislaine Maxwell. Somehow Jeremy Kyle is friends with her. Probably through bumming kids. Anyway, I have to go and finger some gorillas now. But remember, pee is definitely stored in the balls. Don't let Big Piss tell you otherwise.
So where was I? Like, I was
reality.
Reality. So reality TV and the crossover. So that whole subclass, the Channel 5 style lot, have gone somewhere and that is to TikTok. So there's just a freak show. TikTok now, there's a side of TikTok which is just like those early stages of X Factor back in the day.
Are they doing it for attention? Or are they doing
everyone on that app is doing it for attention, right?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Give me some of that Chinese dopamine.
What kind of things have you seen on this benefits TikTok?
Notoriety is rewarded because purely by numbers, a certain catchment are then going to pay and send you those fucking emojis so you respond. Do you know what a YouTube live chat is? So it'd be like me and you doing a podcast, but it's live and people can text in, but there's different levels of texting.
Like going live when we were kids?
Basically like Soccer Saturday with people texting in.
Right, yeah? Okay.
Or writing in their message, and you can pay to have it as a proper message where me and you have to respond to it and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
But as we know, YouTube won't have us.
Is YouTube sort of bricked up for people like us? You're not allowed in?
Bricked up. Proper. Yeah, you're not proper
like, they don't let the scum in like us. Reality TV shows, though.
I've got a lifetime ban from YouTube.
I've got a lifetime ban from Asda.
I know, that Asda with the pissy
stuff
on the back.
No, that was a swimming bath, mate.
Asda's a tramp supermarket, man. You're better off.
Morrison's is the worst one. Still the 70s in there. I think so.
For me, Asda, give it a rebrand. That cheap green and the flat lettering. It's
Walmart bought it and made it. But although...
Fuck, bro.
Fuck, bro, I'm in Walmart. I just can't buy my bullets.
Oh, Walmart. Every 5 seconds, every time I clap my hands, someone in America
dies.
Is going, Walmart, Walmart run.
I'm going to Walmart. What do you want, Mom? Some chicken fingers.
Mom!
I want some jalapeno chicken fingers.
Have you been to an American Walmart?
Went to America once. And I was just going to Texas and then I ended up in New York because someone said, do you want to come to New York?
Such a liar, but go on.
I swear, right? This happened. And I had no money. I had no money at all. I was sat, like nothing. I sat on a curb in the Lower East Side. Thought, this is it. Living the dream. I'm in America and everything. Anyway, I couldn't afford a bottle of water and I was boiling hot. I was like, sat there going, I don't like my life. Why am I here? But I went there to do a showcase for someone and then they were like, nah, we don't want to sign you anyway.
That sounds like a bit of a low of your life.
No, it was
sitting on the curb.
It was quite low. I was young enough to just not care.
Yeah, as much.
I was like 25 or something.
Yeah, yeah, careless enough to like it.
Yeah, you don't care then.
Yeah.
But this one guy was like, do you want to come and record in this recording studio that's actually in like a massive big...
What, were you singing? Were you on the curb singing, freestyling?
No, I wasn't.
Jammies.
No, a guy came over and goes, hey, my name's Harvey Finkelstein. I can hear some talent there. Yeah, no.
Shubbity boobity boobity ba.
I've been selling this curb, can't afford my water.
Greta Van Cleef for whatever his name is.
Where you been, Mom?
No, I was just having a panic attack. Sat there going, oh God, I want to go home.
Tasseled waistcoat.
Yeah, I did have one of them. Not waistcoat, actually, full jacket.
Well, I'm not surprised, mate.
Full jacket. I've still got it somewhere.
I played a good prank on you when you walked in here today, didn't
I? So funny, that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll put it on the internet to see, but yeah, he did play.
We love.
Lucky I didn't come in and start having a wank or something.
This is vomit on the curb. You know this guy? Does anyone know? Can you?
Greta Van Fleet.
You can picture this guy. I like this guy.
He looks like he's part cat.
Yeah, he's right.
He's like a little cat.
Yeah. He's a unique looking guy.
You know, in the 70s, there seemed to be a flurry of these types of people. They're like small men with very powerful, high-pitched voices.
Yeah.
Like, lots of hair. There's loads of them, like Steven Tyler. They're always rapists.
Bedraggled.
Yeah, you don't get them men anymore. But however, Greta Van Fleet, man, he's one of them. He's like, hello, I'm from the 70s.
Yeah, like this human porno in a bush.
Yeah,
Know what I mean? Bedraggled.
Oh, man. Do you remember the porno in the bush thing? I mean, we've probably talked about it before, but...
Yeah, it's a favourite of mine, that, but it is a...
It's a golden era.
These millennials will never have that, will they?
No, they, I mean, yeah, you've got...
And you never remember the porno, but you'll always remember the bush. You'll always remember the bush.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've said that before. It's a catchphrase of mine. You can buy that on a mug or a
T-shirt. Stephen Astley, one of my mates, who moved in next door to him.
Rick Astley's
younger brother. Moved in next door to him and he's like, "Hi, mate, come look at this." And we climbed on top of his shed and he lifted up a slate and underneath was a porn mag. I was like, "Fucking yes, mate." And we didn't actually look at the ladies too much. Like, we were like, "Oh, yeah, she's got a hairy fanny, whatever." Mm. But what we enjoyed was the stories. The people.
Oh, yeah, so you were a bit older. You was able to appreciate the banter.
We were only about 10. But
they'd
be
really?
No, yeah, but it'd be like John Plummer and be like, "Turned up this woman's house. Fucking." She's like, "I haven't got any money, but I've got a fanny."
You know, with really shy people that you meet, they're good people to start rumours about because they'll never really contest a rumour.
Sounds like bullying.
But because they're shy, if it's a weird rumour, it'll kind of fit. So there was this geezer who used to work at my old work called Noel. I put around a rumour that he was like, he wrote into porn. You know, he was like an erotic writer. No, but it's the way you tell a lie. If you just drop it in like that, no one will believe you. But if you kind of drop it in like, "Oh, that was a mad one, wasn't it?" And someone goes, "What?" And I go, "What he was saying earlier." And then they go, "What?" And I go, "Oh, fucking hell, you weren't there." And then leave it a day or two. Mm. They'll obviously come back over to you like, "What the fuck? Why? What do you..."
Yeah, yeah. They
and then
know.
You can say, "No, because he fucking..." "Oh, don't tell anyone.
You love manipulating
promise
people."
Me. Yeah, yeah, the manipulation game.
I used to work in this office once and there was this bloke there and he was full of shit. You know, like in cartoons, there's always like the evil boss, there's like his little underlings next to him going, "Yeah, boss."
Yeah.
It was like that. He had like one of them. He had two of them going, laughing at all his jokes. And he'd come in and he like go, he was about 45 and he'd like slam his fucking bag down. And I only worked there for about 2 months and he'd go, like, "Fucking did it again, didn't I? Last night, on the tube, got on the way home, this fucking bird looking at me." And I was like,
"Oh, blimey."
Yeah, and he was like, it's never fucking happened. I was only about 18. I'm looking at him like, "This didn't happen, mate." And he's going, "Yeah, fucking. Next minute, she's fucking sucking me off in the fucking carriage because everyone else had got off." Like, everyone else is going, "How does this keep happening to you?" And he's like, "Fucking, I don't know, man." And he's like, "I'm just like, how's anyone believing it?" Those guys are fascinating.
Oh, they're gold. Them compulsive bullshitters, shower offers, exaggerators.
Yeah, and
they're fucking great, mate. Never ever put them down. Gee them up.
No, let them go. Let them go.
Yeah, give encourage them. Encourage them. Let them fly, mate.
At school, they were great. They were really good at school.
Oh, yeah. Though.
But some like men have taken that into adult life with them and they've fully
We had one. I remember this little grotesque dude. I used to get the train to school with him. He used to lie. "I see that bird over there."
Fucked her.
I saw fucking this figure there behind the fucking train station. On the way. Even at an early age, I knew how to just let him go.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
It's often children who are being abused, I think.
Reverse cowboy.
So talking about professional, because of your laptop exploding with gum all over your shit, you didn't make it to the event of the spring season, which was the Drag Queen Storytime for Kids protest and subsequent counter-protest.
Yeah, that's true.
So you didn't fucking come?
And I couldn't because I was having a panic attack trying to fix the MacBook for us.
Having a panic attack knowing that we had to go behind enemy lines.
No, for us.
So I went right behind both enemy lines, as you know.
It was very good.
And some people get it and it's fucking hilarious and some people are being divs about it and they can fuck off.
Yeah, I've had a few complaints about your actions there. Like I did it. And, you know, yeah, some people messaging me going, I've gone off you and your mate. And I was like, all right, cool. Good. And he's like, I've gone off you. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear it, man. And he's like, yeah, I've gone off you because, you know, you're pushing it too far. And I was like, I'm not even in that video. Yeah, and I wasn't there. What have I done?
What have I done anyway? It's a fucking character, mate. What was his argument?
He hadn't seen the full video. He'd seen your clip.
There you go.
And he thought that you had gone down as your character, Pedo Guy, which is a well-established character for anyone who follows your stuff. But he's a weird little creepy guy with no friends. He's a pedo, right? You know, he called Pedo Guy.
And anyway, he supports Charlton FC. Actually, he supports Charlton as well.
Yeah, he does.
Don't forget that bit because of what I've done against them Norwich losers, I'm a convicted footballer. Hooligan. So please, if I'm on a podcast, I should take him on a football hooligan podcast, talking about his days on the terraces.
You should do.
But anyway, so I went to the fucking protest, and my fucking microphone failed when I was with all the boys.
Oh, technology.
So while I'm with all my lot, all the football lot, the fucking I never got no audio. So when I've edited the video, gone back to the mirror, I realised there ain't no audio. When I tried to go back, the fucking bacon wouldn't let me back in with them. So I've ended up having to infiltrate the home end and just mug them off and that from the inside and spray pepperami all over them, which the cameraman never picked up because the cameraman bottled it and didn't get too close. And then they chased me out of there. They fucking made me run away. Like getting chased by a load of drag queens. It was horrible. And I legged it down the road and I smashed my lad's peaker up. And they were losers. So fuck you.
Yeah, you didn't have a good day, did he?
So that was it, really? No, I just stayed in character.
This guy complained to me about it, which, you know, I was nothing to do with this video, but he was claiming that you were going there dressed as a pedo because...
Don't even entertain it.
The left side of the argument, who were, you know, supporting the drag queens and supporting the right...
Yeah, I moved on to their side. I moved on to the team. What, I can't switch teams? Is that what you're saying? My body, innit? My body, my choice.
He was saying that somehow you decided to be his character to show that people who support drag queens are pedophiles and they'll protect you. And I was like, that's a big leap, that, mate.
Yeah, good luck.
That's a big leap.
Good luck proving that one in court, bro.
Yeah, so
if you're going to try and make a citizen's arrest on me or try and prosecute me in any way, at least do your prior research, you know?
Yeah,
I watch the full video and it's just banter. It's fucking banter, man. Fuck you, fucking psycho lane bastard.
This is it. And this is the kind of conflict we're coming up against. He said he's not going to listen to the podcast anymore, so he's not even going to hear this.
Come
back, lad.
He will, because he will.
It's called Danny, actually. I love Danny.
Danny, to be honest, mate, I don't know why you had to get so worked up about it. It's just a joke. I'm just, you know, just having a laugh. I was on both sides of the fence, mate. Don't forget that. And do you know what? The real gold was lost into thin air, because when I was on that side originally with my loudspeaker
with the right lot,
yeah, and chatting to all them and telling them what I'm up to, and they were saying, why are you wearing that? And I was going, wait, mate, why are you wearing that? What side do you want? I'm going, yeah, I'm wearing it because I'm mugging them off. I'm mugging them off, and because they're clans.
You got a rainbow hat on.
That's what I'm wearing, because they're all clans. I'm letting them know that we're mugging them off as well, actually, if you must know. Now get away from me, please.
Did the football hooligan racist, did they take you under their wing? Did they like you?
Look, put it this way. Having stayed in character and acted like the complete local nutter, just like an absolute no-mates, yeah?
Yeah.
Having been on both sides of that, on one side of it, I had about four people, different people, come up to me like, you all right, mate? And I was going, no, I'm not bloody all right, because I don't fit in with no one. They would go like, you'll be all right, mate. You'll make friends. You'll fit in. Do you know what I mean? On, like, genuine, nice human touch.
And they were the racists.
They were the fascists. And on the other side...
You heard it first, guys. Well, fascists are good people.
Dickheads on either side of that, right? But that's what I'll say. They were the better people. In that sense, in a human sense, because they cared. Do you want to talk about fascists and talk about forcing people to only have the same sort of... They were meanies, mate. They were like a smug kind of... You see it on the video.
You get that smugness with outwardly spoken lefty people who are like, they don't really care about human issues. They just want to be seen to be caring about it. They don't do anything. And actually, they're just little bastards who want their nice middle-class life.
What a waste of money.
But, you know, I'm left-leaning, I believe in socialism, I believe in all things, but I just think there's cunts everywhere. And, you know...
Yeah, of course there is.
And I'll always support people to do drag. Like, it's ridiculous that the people are kicking off about this.
Like I said in the last podcast, I'm nowhere near as thick as anyone thinks I am, yeah? I know what I'm doing.
Sounds pretty thick thing to say.
Yeah, it is a thick thing to say. But what I will say is, just objectively, obviously I'm stone cold sober doing it. I've got the sunglasses on and I'm keeping a straight face.
It's funny.
The whole time. Yeah, exactly. It's just just funny, but with that sober head on, some of the sound bites I was hearing these fucking people say was just gold, and I'm gutted the microphone fell. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that was that, and I had a
really good time, actually, and with Army!
Talking of drag, rest in peace, Paul O'Grady. What a legend.
Yeah,
legend.
Looks like my mate Danny Bullman.
He sounds fit. Did a lot of work for dogs as well, Paul O'Grady. Saved a lot of dogs' lives and made drag normal on telly and made it funny. And it was when we were kids. Yeah. We didn't give a shit.
This is the thing, just very quickly going back to that. Just because one side are there to protest about drag queen story times for kids, they're calling it homophobia. Now, it's not a protest about gays. It's not a protest about drag queens existing. Mm. It's just the kids aspect. It's your culture or whatever.
But when we were kids, Lily Savage could have presented a kids show and we wouldn't have batted an eye. We just thought it's funny because it is funny. That was a funny character. Yeah, it's not sexual at all.
That's true. But
that's the problem. People are sexualising it.
I've seen some of them clips from one of them and it is a bit much.
Yeah, well, one of them might have been, but most of them won't be. There'll just be someone dressed up having a laugh with kids and that's it. And there's fuck all wrong with it.
Yeah, but I've seen some of the videos.
The ones in London?
But they're dressed up like drag queens are. Like hookers, you know what I mean? Knickers showing, fishnets, big high heels.
It's just like pantomime aunties,
laugh.
Isn't it?
It's still a bit of too much of a sexy laugh, if you ask me.
All right, I'll have to have a look at the evidence.
All right, well, okay. Exhibit A is a photo at National Action.
Can you please present me with the evidence and time-coded?
Reverse cowboy.
I've got a theory. Paul O'Grady, right, was 67.
He was a sexy laugh.
Very funny, very healthy, very happy man, but I believe. Died unexpectedly in his sleep. This stinks of Cliff Richard to me. I think Cliff's been in there, strangling him, poisoning him with his noncy wine.
What's his motive?
But Paul was around in ITV in the noughties, the 90s. I've seen Cliff coming in with young lads, and it's well known that Cliff murdered Cilla Black, which no one cared about Cilla Black because she's a cunt. Like, yeah, Cliff, have that one on us, that's fine.
Darwinton, Dando. That geezer at Barrymore's.
Yeah. Every time he gets hungry, right, there's not just one, there's a flurry. So I guarantee you, next week or something, Eamon Holmes found dead, or like Ruth and Eamon in a car crash.
You heard about Schofield's brother?
Yeah. I told the world this about 6 months ago. No one believed me.
Oh, really?
I read it on Twitter. And so, you know,
he might as well spread it.
They covered it up for a bit. Phil got his crew out to cover it up.
Yeah.
And then it's come out, you know. Phil's off this morning.
So is he?
Because he's like, I need to sort out a family matter. He's off for a week. But this is my question now. His brother's a nonce. He's a nonce. Is there a nonce gene?
Possibly.
And can you inherit nonce? Or,
I don't know.
The more likely thing is that their dad probably nonced them. The nonce becomes the noncer, doesn't it?
Nonsters, Inc.
My favourite Monsters Pixar
University.
Film.
Yeah. It's good, that film, Monsters, Inc., you know?
It's well good, isn't it?
It's good, yeah.
Great jazz Not soundtrack bad. As well.
Do you know Jack-Jack? He's the baby Jack-Jack.
My bubba. No, I don't know anything about that.
Reverse cowboy.
Have you heard of this guy in Japan called, he calls himself Eggplant?
Never heard of him, like, you know?
Right.
Nah.
There's a TV show that they made called Susunu Denpa Shonen, right? And it's arguably the most horrific torture TV show ever, but it's fucking mad. So from 1998, right?
Squid Games.
They started it. What they did, they put this guy, they said to him, you've got to give up all your rights, like if you want to be in this show and win, like whatever you're going to win.
Human rights.
They told him it wasn't being broadcast yet. However, right, what they did, they put him in a house, naked, with no food. They gave him all these magazines with competitions in, and he said, you've got to enter all these competitions to win anything. So if you want some food,
yeah.
And he wants some clothes. So he's like, frantically, he was in there for about 4 months trying to win some clothes. He eventually won a bag of rice, but he didn't have anything to cook it with, so he had to eat it raw. And then he was trying to win a cooker.
Oh, that's fascinating. That's more like, I like that because that's more like a human study.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah,
he's called
Nasubi,
which means eggplant, this guy. And he went in and he was in 15 months and he spent his life writing letters to publications where he could win prizes. And
even though they knew he was in the show, they wouldn't send him prizes.
He thought nobody knew he wasn't being filmed. However, he was being broadcast live 24 hours a day.
He wasn't being filmed.
Yeah, they said they were going to film him, but then they were going to put it out later, like in the future when he finished the show.
It was Truman Show.
But it was Truman Show, but torturous.
Fuck, yeah.
It's amazing, right?
Have they been prosecuted for this?
No, because he signed away his rights. So then everyone got obsessed with it because it was the most watched series in Japanese.
What's he doing now?
So the producers stripped him of all his clothes and his back, any supplies of food.
Good, deserves it.
Yeah, and he locked him in. They were mocking him, calling him Eggplant because he's got a long face, which is, you know, a bit mean anyway. They gave him these magazines that looked through for sweepstakes.
The producers were mocking him.
Well, they just called him Eggplant. Yeah, I don't know. But then... What they did,
bullies.
They put magazines in there where he was looked through for competitions. He had to enter the competitions and try and win them. So, and that was the only way he could get anything.
That's amazing. Yeah, so, what, and he won a bag of rice.
So he won a bag of rice.
What fucking competition was that?
He assumed he's been recording, but his daily life would be edited and rebroadcast at a later date. Well, he didn't know that his life was being live streamed 24 hours a day with silly sound effects mocking and making fun of him as he wept, screamed, and generally went mad. Right? Yeah, he never won clothes apart from some ladies' panties, which were too small for him.
Oh, you know, he's unreal.
So he was in there for 335 days, and then he finally won 1,000,000 yen, which I don't know, it's probably like a quid. And then, because he'd left, he was in there a whole year. He was led to believe that he'd won a special trip for surviving the year, right? So he was abruptly blindfolded by producers and moved to a new location in South Korea, where he'd have to win enough earnings in order to get a flight home back to Japan. So they put him in there, and then he opened his eyes and he was in another apartment, and they're like, right, you've got to win enough money to get back to Japan now. And he was like, oh no, what? Luckily.
A million yen wasn't enough to get back to Japan.
And then he's a pro by now, and after a bit of a breakdown, he went all in and he was able to win enough in prizes to get back to Japan. And the producers didn't like this, so they changed the rules and they forced him to be able to afford first class tickets. So he's like, oh my God, I've got to get more money.
Don't do that.
This is dark. So he's confused by the whole situation.
No, actually, do that voice again.
Oh, no, I need more money.
Oh, I'm out of order. You've toned it down as well.
Yeah, I have, haven't I? You're a bad influence on me. So, as viewers watched in amusement, horrifying and astonishing to take in, he was crying his eyes out all day.
His
physical and mental transition over time, he lost weight, became nutritionally depleted, and was isolated for so long without human interaction that his speech began to slow significantly. This is torture.
Listen, this will win an Oscar, this story.
Well, yeah. And then he engaged in conversations with stuffed animals who he imagined being teachers. He was tripping. First, in an attempt to preserve his sanity, it was like sort of Tom Hanks with that Wilson thing that he was fucking. And then, you know, eventually, as a symptom of his deterioration, he'd sort of given himself schizophrenia. They said all the signs were like schizophrenia.
No, he didn't give it to himself. The producers got it.
Well, yeah, the show did. And then they still didn't let him out, right? And everyone was going, this is very funny. So, you know, it went fucking mental. And then it got cancelled. A government intervention said...
What year was it?
He was in there for 2 years until the year 2000, right?
And yeah, this is what I mean. It was when...
It was golden era. But this is fucked, right? And this guy, he got out and they let him out eventually and he sort of survived, but he's a stand-up comedian now, but he's fucked.
Stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
That's a nice ending.
He always wanted to be one. This was like his thing. He thought, I can do this. Honestly, you want to see the footage of it.
At first, he was up for the banker.
Right at the end, this is the final bit I'll say on it, which is hilarious. So he'd finally won his freedom. Like I said, he thought he was just being filmed for future broadcast. He didn't know. Anyway, he finally opened the door. They opened the door to let him out of his studio. And he was there, naked, in front of like 10,000 people all going, "Wah!"
Really?
Like, yeah, it was like a crowd of people. And he's like, what the fuck?
Well, that's his moment. That's his...
He's just naked with his knob out.
Like, I want the rights to this film.
It's amazing no one's made it into a film, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Nasubi, wherever you are, mate, like, sorry you went through that, but thanks.
Reverse Cowboy.
I know you got sent the list, just in case you're ever in the Half Moon, Herne Hill.
What is it, a bad list?
Yeah, I found a list. There's a photo of a piece of A4 pinned up on the inside of the bar.
Have you ever been there?
Nope. But I'm going to go there.
We're going to do a live podcast.
We're going to do a live podcast. I've noticed live podcasts are a thing. We could probably do it. But there's two things that could go wrong there. One, I could get stage fright, which I've had before, and I could get again at any time.
We can sort that out.
Yeah.
Ketamine.
Or we can make a play, and we're actually casting for the following roles. So these are the people still barred from the pub. Top of the list, Jason. Jason's got to be like the landlord's son or something.
Yeah, everyone knows him.
Yeah. Adam, the deaf guy, I'm going to play that.
Hey, put me Adam, the deaf guy.
One arm, Keith.
This can't be real.
From experience, I can tell you them one arm men.
You got battered by one, didn't you?
Battered by a man with one arm, so the one arm can go.
Yeah.
They're normally well trained.
I want to fight him.
Mickey Two Suits, who's clearly from New Jersey. That blonde bitch, she's barred as well.
I've met a few of them.
Yeah. I like a blonde. done.
Good at blowjobs. Bad at being nice.
The Glaswegian. You can't miss him, can you?
That's... Okay, what? Hey, get the fire with that game.
Shout out to Scotland, we actually like you.
I know,
even though you don't like us.
Yeah. Julia Tent. It's Conchav Twat. Danny Miller / Danny Partridge. Gus and his mate Mark. Crazy Linda. Rob Rowe. Tall Chavvy, fighting idiot of old, flat cap cock fiend, staring pervert, South African gadget scammer, and Sean.
Going back to reality shows, get all of them, find out where they are, put them there in the Big Brother house.
That's
them
what,
ones.
That's, it should be Big Pub.
Big Pub, yeah.
Big Brother's coming back on ITV.
Yeah,
right?
But it'll be shit now, won't it?
Shit. This is what I mean. That was the golden era of reality TV.
Mm.
When they used to just feed them booze. They used to let them on these reality shows. Like,
you've got to give them drugs and booze.
Geordie Shore, they used to be fighting and stuff.
Reverse Cowboy.
To change the subject, there's something I need to address. Right. You might have heard a few weeks ago, we announced that actually Paul Chuckle had murdered Barry Chuckle, his brother / dad. And there's a lot of people agreeing with us, but there's also a lot of fight back on this. And people going, how dare you blacken the Chuckle family name? And listen, this is real. And I hate to be the guy who breaks the news to you, but smiley faces on TV aren't usually nice people, okay? This is getting real now. Nobody knows when we're recording this. I'm actually in hiding at the moment and in witness protection because Paul is coming for me and he sent me a message and I've got to play it to
you. Chuckle protection.
Well, no, mate, he's coming for me. This is a threat, a veiled threat for my life.
Sam, a.k.a. Von Cruz, I have a special message to give to you. Not to me, to you. I'm told that you're a bit poorly at the moment. Oh dear, oh dear. I hope you feel better soon. And remember, no slacking.
Right, so that is a threat. I've heard you are unwell. I'm not unwell. I'm fine, right? It's a threat. He's going to strangle me.
Yeah.
So, look, Paul, just get in touch like in a normal way and we can resolve this and I won't talk about you again. Like, I don't want to be involved, to be honest. I just thought it was justice for Barry, you know, for the Barry special. We had to talk about it. I'm sorry, but I'm scared and I just want my life back.
You haven't even got 50% of the power you had when Barry was around. The whole thing was a built on a brand of being the brothers.
No, we're not doing this. We're saying sorry to Paul. This is an apology to Paul.
Well, you are. I'm not.
Well, he's not trying to kill
I'm
you.
I'm sticking up for you here.
He's trying to kill me.
I just said to him, you're not Robbie Williams, which is a fucking great podcast.
Imagine like, not.
Anyone who's not listening, you should have heard that.
Listen, we're all not Robbie Williams.
Which other podcast calls people out and just says, listen, fucking Paul Chuckle, you're not Robbie Williams, mate.
No, listen, Paul, I'm sorry. Please just drop the threats and just let me get back to my wife. I'm sorry.
He's sorry. I'm not. Keep threatening him and I'm going to keep threatening you.
All right, change the subject. All right, we're just going to have a piss break.
Piss break.
Reverse Cowboy.
Do you remember reality shows? There was one called Birth in the Wild. This was fucked. I think it got shut down because it was so dark. So really irresponsible. The document couples who want to have a natural birth by delivering a baby in the great outdoors, unassisted by any modern medicine. Modern medicine has cut infant mortality rates right down. It's amazing, you know, what we've achieved. And these dicks were just going, no, I want to have a fucking baby like it's 1842. The whole suspense of the show was wondering if a mother and a newborn are going to die. I would watch that, though. I think, these, you know, I've spoken in great detail about when I'm Prime Minister, I'm going to bring back really horrible shows like this. I'm going to have people, we're going to hang James Corden on a Saturday night on TV. We're going to do lots of horrible shit.
I'd make a good mayor. I probably wouldn't win, but I'd get quite a surprising amount of votes.
I'm going to be in charge, so I'll just put you in. You can be mayor.
Would you do that?
Yeah, Mayor of London, you can, yeah.
You sure?
I trust you.
Oh, sweet.
You know, I'm going to kill the right people. There's too many people in this country.
I say that, sweet. After probably by 11 o'clock in the morning on my first day, I'd probably think,
can't be bothered.
This.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Anyone. And that's why only losers become fucking politicians, because they're the only ones who can be bothered.
They must have some megalomaniac thing inside them.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, I'd think, fuck this. Getting all this stick, like, it's an impossible job. You probably put two fires out, another three start. No matter what side of the fence you fall on any issue, right? It's just your job never ends. It's, you can't
Sunak.
Work enough.
Why the fuck is Sunak doing it? He's a billionaire.
What about him? Matt Hancock, what about him charging £1,500 an hour?
Well, he's a horrible little
listen,
weasel,
isn't he? Anyone who got fooled, I hope no one listening is stupid enough to have got fooled by that little I'm a celeb stunt that he pulled.
Why did none of those cunts in there go up to him and fucking batter him?
Fucking
I thought Boy George would do it.
Bottled it. Every single one of them bottled it. And your career would have skyrocketed if you'd have done that. You'd have been the people's champion. Someone had to take him down.
He's a horrible little self-centred bastard who ruined a lot of people's lives.
Exactly.
And didn't give a shit. And then he's now like, trying to be a man of the people.
Yeah. 1,500 quid an hour he charges on the side. Other than I'm a celebrity. And do you know what? Do you know how much he gave from his I'm a celebrity fee to fucking good causes?
Oh, about 5%.
Five, not even. $5,000.
Well, he doesn't give a fuck because he's a Tory scumbag.
Oh, God, yeah. Awful geezer.
Yeah. Bring back bullying. At school, he would have got battered, you know.
And there's no place for him or any politician, really, on reality TV, in my opinion.
It's a mockery of all the people who are affected by COVID, putting him on there on your TV every night. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you look.
ITV's a fucking hell off. They should fucking.
30-year-old, 60-year-old.
Fuck off, Matt Hancock. I know you'll listen to this.
Reverse cowboy.
Imagine giving birth to an animal. Not yourself, but, you know. Imagine
I'm sure
being
it's happened
there.
Somewhere in the multiverse.
Well, do you ever remember that rumour about the woman with the lobster eggs?
No, this is good.
No, it was like early kind of Facebook rumour, I'd imagine.
Yeah, love that.
Back when rumours were pretty fucking intense.
Mm.
So it's obviously true, but it was a woman who was getting off on, like, buying lobsters and, like, holding a lighter underneath them so that they do a certain level of spaz out, and then she'd hold the
claw up her fanny,
something along those lines, and then it would lay eggs. It would like spray a load of eggs into
it. Was
her.
So like upset. It doesn't sound very ethical,
plausible. But because of the certain temperature of her pussy, it's like the perfect temperature for like laying lobster
eggs. She knew this.
She gave birth to a load of like small lobsters.
If that's one of your lies, then you did really well. Then
I didn't make it.
That's you did really
one
well.
Of my
then.
Lies.
Yours fall apart usually, but that one was like that came to fruition like beautifully.
No. It's details, isn't it? That's,
do you reckon it happened?
Yeah, I've read it.
Everything you can imagine has probably happened on Earth, isn't it?
Exactly.
Because humans are scumbags.
Exactly.
And
we're centuries old. Even if it's not this population.
Something's happened, hasn't it? Although
people must have some weird ways of getting. I used to know a guy who used to shag an orange. He used to warm an orange up.
Well, I shagged a melon when I was a teenager, as I've spoken about, I think, only before. But it was,
what, 17 or?
14. But it was one of the greatest sexual experiences of my life. It felt amazing.
Stop doing it then?
Well, because I couldn't afford it to buy a melon. I live with my dad. And when
he's the worst story I've ever heard.
And when he got. No, I was. Me, I'm working class. I couldn't afford a melon.
No, let's just rephrase that.
Melons are expensive.
We're going to run this audio over some footage of a little American kid with his baseball in his glove and with a bowl haircut.
You do know that podcasts don't have video.
Well, this is audio video. I'm describing it.
Oh, yeah, that thing that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It was because my dad came home from work and went, "Where's that melon? We were going to have it after tea." And I was like, "I don't know." And really, it was full of jizz dumped in a bin.
It's disgusting, mate.
Yeah, well, at least I'm not shy about my mistakes.
Maybe you should be.
Well, no, I say these things to warn other people off my making my mistakes.
Maybe you should be.
Shout out to Melanie. I still miss you.
Shout out to Mel C.
Mel C. I'm seeing Mel C with my mum for her 70th.
Fuck.
I didn't choose to see her, but she's playing the festival we're going to. Barry's doing Barry-oke. Barry from EastEnders.
Oh, what song I love.
What?
I'll be a private dancer. I'll dance for money. I'll do what you want me to do.
Yeah.
Oh, she was like a gateway drug for like white guys to fancy black chicks in the 80s. She was like your dad's Rihanna.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Do you know what I mean? It was like, oh, fucking hell, Tina Turner.
I won't mind one of them.
Okay, fair enough.
Reverse cowboy.
Oh, also, we are launching a Patreon. There's going to be 2 episodes a month for free for everyone if you're a scumbag who can't afford £1 a month. If you're someone who can afford £1 a month forever, then you'll get 4 episodes and bonus content. You know,
£1 a month.
£1 a month, right? And that's all it is. And you get 4 a month. Okay, and we will have to stick to this because it's a legal contract. We won't be fucking around like we have been doing, messing up all the time, spilling cans of Coke on things, because we will have a carer caring for us. And the carer will be the community of you and your friends and our friends. You are our friends.
That's it. So basically, we're trying to just cover the fucking cost of doing it, because up until now we've been paying to do it, and whatever, fine, but really,
we're egomaniacs,
you know, come on. Yeah, we want to know how much you like us. So there's a £1 a month, 1 episode a week, long story short, and then there's slightly higher tiers if you want to be backstage with us in the green room
at the Herne Hill pub.
Yeah, the Half Moon.
And also, as one of the first little benefits you'll get, apart from the 2 extra episodes a month, you're going to get an interview with a Big Brother contestant.
Maxwell.
You remember him? So you will get a bonus episode, a little interview with Maxwell, who's a lovely man who we met a bit ago. Sign up, patreon.com/reversecowboy, because we're miserable old men with egos and we just want someone to pretend they like us.
That's it.
It'd be nice to cover the costs. Bye.
Reverse Cowboy.
You know, one of my pet hates?
Trans people.
No, I love trans people. I just hate fucking all the
I'm just
700 genders. But empty basketball courts. Oh. Fuck off, stop building them. No one's using them.
Say that, right? When I used to live in Turnpike Lane, which is the most multicultural place in Europe, supposedly, people from all over the world live there, right?
Yeah.
And at the bottom of my road, there was like a park and a massive basketball court. Every night, there'd be like a gang of Polish lads having like a basketball match against like Ukrainians or whatever. There's like people from all over the world live there.
There was a European championship amateur taking place at the bottom of the turnpike.
Yeah, and then the Turkish lads would come down.
Poland against Ukraine. Yeah, the Turkish come and watch.
Yeah, and then they come down and have a go. I mean, it's a predominantly Turkish area, so they were quite dominant on the scene. It was interesting to watch.
Did you know this? The first World Cup, China and Turkey both wanted to be in it, so they combined and they were in it as Turkey.
I mean, that's not the first time that's happened, is it? That was the first time that's happened, but that's happened again, hasn't it?
Yeah. And also, if you ever want to save money at Christmas, you can stitch together a load of chickens and call it Turkey.
Yeah, no, that's a life hack.
It's valid.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Reverse Cowboy.
We're back. We've had a wee.
We're back.
Reality TV show special.
Yeah, reality TV show special, but I just want to continue what we were saying in the break, and that is that I believe if you were to meet a person and it was, you know, born a woman and she was beautiful and she was sexy and everything, and she said to you, listen, I'm a man, I identify as a man, but it was born a woman and still had all the woman body parts, I'd say, cool, that's fine, I'm gay then, right? And I'd be in a gay relationship.
You'd be in a gay relationship.
If she still looked like a beautiful woman.
Well, you heard it here first. All right, fans. It loves trans people.
Gay.
And it's gay. Right, there we go. Maybe.
Can I say, listen to what I just said carefully?
No, don't sort of glaze over it.
No, go back now, 15 seconds just, back. And
just remember it badly.
If he's a woman, born a woman.
Whatever.
Tits and Fanny.
No.
Tits and Fanny.
You know that song Sound and Vision by David Bowie, is his name? I can't remember Bowie's surname then, which is weird.
Is it Bowie or Bowie?
I think he said Bowie. I mean, that's a good segue to reality TV, because one of the most amazing scenes on TV when the Celebrity Big Brother was on, David's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Amazing.
That
was, Big Brother. No, that was David Guest.
No, they thought David Guest had died because Angie Bowie, David's ex-wife, she'd found out that David had died.
Bowie.
So she confided in the other contestant, whoever that woman is, and went, oh, David's dead. And she was like, what? And she's like, David's dead. And like expecting her to know that she's been married to David Bowie. And she's like, what the fuck? He's in the other room. No, he's dead.
Yeah.
So then she went and told everyone, and then they went and woke him up, David Guest, didn't they? And he's like, what? I'm not dead.
Listen, I'm a TV expert, let alone a reality TV expert. Now, Big Brother gave us a lot of fantastic moments. Like we said, when they used to ply him with booze and there was fights.
Did they do that a lot, yeah?
Well, yeah. How do you think that woman basically bottled herself in the garden?
She did a shag with a bottle, didn't she?
Drunk.
Where did the bottle come from?
We all make bad decisions when we're drunk, right?
Yeah, lots of people who listen to this have probably, especially in Bulgaria where it's a national sort of
that is a national
thing,
sport.
Like shoving wine bottles up your cunt.
It is, and your arse. Did you ever hear about the man, I think he was like a millionaire dude, just like some kind of playboy.
Like us.
Party boy.
Like, buddy,
open a couple fucking Bud Light. He had a bet with his mate, a high stakes game of poker or whatever, and it was like the loser has to get a big pair of false tits.
Really?
So he got them. Do you not know about this guy?
No.
He got them, and he ended up going into the porn industry and earning a fortune and being like this porn star guy with a great big pair of perfect tits.
But he's got a dick.
And he ended up keeping them.
you know what?
There's a fucking film for you.
Yeah, and fair play to this guy. He's just like, you know what? I want to keep these.
Yeah.
The best thing that ever happened to me was losing that poker match.
If you've got them for you, you know, if you're lonely, imagine being single for ages. What's wrong with getting a pair of tits?
You could get a mirror that's just angled just to see your tits and not see the rest of your body. Just looking at a great pair of tits having a wank, you could detach yourself from them.
Did you ever see the video where I wore a hidden camera and I went in to see my GP?
This sounds illegal.
This is amazing. So this will be on my doctor's notes. Every time I move GP, they'll see a great big star next to this one, red flag, yeah? I knocked on the door. Hello, doctor. Something I wanted to say. I'm a man's man, you know what I mean? I'll do a man's job, but sometimes at work, I just want, you know, when you just want a pair just swinging around, like as you're leaning over. Look, he was going to me, that's completely normal. But how can you tell me that lie? That's not.
Well, it's not completely normal in the sense that 10% of people do, whatever, but some people want it.
Not like normal men, like talking about how they just want them to be swinging around in front of their mates while they're laying bricks or, you know?
However, though, if you went in there and went, like, doctor, I've been communicating with aliens, I'm doing this and whatever, he's not going to go, you're fucking mental. He'll go,
you sure?
Right, okay, don't worry about it. He's going to keep you calm and then he's going to try and assess what's up and send you to a specialist. You know, and I'm not comparing seeing aliens or communicating with them to wanting some tits. Some people do want tits and they're fine with it. Get some tits.
It was hard enough for me to keep a straight face. How he managed to do it whilst taking notes.
Probably
and
is
taking
it every day.
It was great. And this was 5 years ago, you know?
I mean, so you go through life tormenting people who have a hard enough life as it is.
Well, I stopped doing the hidden camera stuff. Did you see I went in the sex shop?
Well, I was with you about moments before it, wasn't
I? Well, I wanted you to come.
I know,
me?
But I was busy.
You bottled that as well?
No, I didn't. I was very busy.
You keep bottling my missions. You're like my girlfriend. My partner, my wife. She's not my wife, but I like calling her my wife because...
Yeah, whatever.
Makes you sound like you're fucking caked.
Makes you sound like you're grown up.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. She's a rubbish camel woman. That should be my number one criteria, apart from being Brazilian. Good camel woman.
Men are rubbish at that, though, aren't they? Because, you know, those losers you see on holiday in the light... You know, the girlfriend's doing like a fucking porno shoot in the waves, like,
oh,
for
they're
Instagram,
filming them.
And the guys there, like,
no, cheering them on, like, you're awesome. Oh yeah, my God, so
oh my
hot.
God. And these guys, you're just like, you've had your dick cut off here.
It's become part of normality in society so quickly that even 4 or 5 years ago, if you were driving down the road and you saw someone making a fucking TikTok on the side of the road, you'd laugh your head off.
Yeah, yeah.
Wind down your window and go, what? But now...
I still think like that.
Yeah, of course you do. But now it's just fucking normal. You're not even enough of a minority anymore.
Reverse cowboy.
That drawing of us that lad sent in was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, superb.
Spot on.
Yeah, yeah.
Keith, I think you're called. Thanks for that fan art. Keep it coming, guys.
One-armed Keith.
Yeah, can do some devastating artwork with that one arm.
He captured the vibe.
He did. He got my big bloated Kim Jong-un head. He got your, like, yeah, you've got serial killer good looks. And
Is that restaurant still on Brick Lane, serial killer?
No, I think it got, I think it got burnt down.
I never got a chance to get in there.
I went. There were those horrible twins.
No, I don't know, but yeah.
There was two Irish twins who ran it, and they were like, these are like Jedward in Jedward. 20 years. They were them, like Jedward with grey hair, and they were like...
Green suits.
I went in, and I didn't buy anything. I just went to look, and they had like all these different cereals from American shit, and there's loads of bellends sat around going, I'm eating fucking cereal at lunchtime.
Do you know what the thing is here? It's clever, that, because it's like these American sweet shops. If you've never, like, I bought a bag of those blue crisps, those tackies, they're like hot, and the flavour says blue heat. Now,
you shouldn't eat anything that's bright blue.
No, you shouldn't. But I had to know what blue heat tastes like. So I did pay £9 for this huge...
£9.
But I've done it before for sweets and flavours that I've never had.
American sweet shops?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for them.
I'm always extremely disappointed with American sweets and chocolate and crisps. They're always shit.
If I've just paid £4 for a can of soda and it's like sour watermelon soda, I walk around parading it like the TikTok guy. Sour candy head...
Imported.
Watermelon.
Actually imported this.
Imported sour soda.
You can't get this in normal UK stores.
Trade that, exactly. No, you won't.
You won't. And you have to pay £4 and go down to Oxford Street in London for this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know all those shops are just fronts for drug dealers.
I couldn't give a shit. I'll buy the sweets.
No, but I don't give a shit either. I might fair play to you, drug dealers. I love drugs. However...
Why be so blatant about it? Now we all know. Why don't you change the shop?
So it's working, isn't it? It's working. True. You're still going in there getting mugged off buying some blue crisps for £8.
That's it. And they're not nice. Blue heat is not a nice flavour. Crisp-wise, one of the first and most brashest American immigrants that ever landed on these shores was the crisp called the Doritos Cool Original.
They were nice, then.
What?
They were nice.
No, you're cool original. But you can't, blue heat. They're not flavours.
You can't call your kid Chase, but they do it. You know,
true.
They make things up, Americans. True. Cool Original is not a flavour, you're right.
Cool Original, like, yeah, leave off. And blue was the colour of the bat. It's like blue.
Blue is not a flavour.
It's not a crisp.
It's not a flavour.
Maybe salt and vinegar.
It's a pop band.
Should be salt and vinegar. That should never have gone green. Why did cheese and onion become blue?
Walkers say they never changed. They say you're remembering it wrong.
To be fair, you're right. It was when Golden Wonder was bigger than Walkers. And then Golden Wonder must have folded.
I think Walkers bought Smith's and Golden Wonder were under and they deleted the brand.
Is that true?
Why Walkers was bought by Lay's, who were the big American crisp company. Mm. And then Walkers bought their rivals, Smith's Crisps, who had the... You remember the little blue fucking salt shaker thing?
Yeah, yeah. Salt and shake.
Excuse me, I'm buying a pack of crisps. You can put the salt on for me, you cunts. I'm not doing it. Why should I do it?
But that was the experience.
I know, but it was always shit, wasn't it?
It was experiential.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an uneven spread.
Yeah, it was crap. You get one that was covered in salt and it'd be like... Ugh!
I actually just crunch all the crisps up, pour them down my throat like liquid, yeah. And drink, and then just... The sort was a chaser.
That's why you ended up in...
Well, I was raised by animals. Yeah, wolves, specifically.
Actual dogs.
Yeah.
Blackheath dogs.
No, foxes.
Foxes, yeah. Have you ever heard foxes shagging? Sounds like a woman being murdered.
Yes, I have. I live near a local fox community. And, dinosaur fucking wars, innit? At night, annoying.
But did you not have two pet foxes for a bit?
Yeah, I can imagine you probably did.
No, these two foxes, when I lived in Crouch End, they came into my garden, they had mange, they'd lost all the fur, they were fucked, and they were asking for help. They were like, help me. So I Googled it, buy this mange medicine off eBay, bought it. So I put it in jam sandwiches because they love jam sandwiches. And yeah. I had cats, and cats hate sweet food. So
hold on, you can't have a cat and a fox, bro.
Check this out, right? So I called them Mick and Keith, these two foxes. They come in my garden every day for their jam sandwich. I give it them with their medicine on. Mm. Every day they're like, let's go and see that bloke, he gives us jam sandwiches. Mm. And then their fur started coming back. They were like fucking beautiful foxes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they started chilling with my cats. Summer's day. Mick, Keith, Hercules, sat on there, my cat, you know, just munging out together in the sun, just having a laugh.
Oh, wow.
Throwing down.
Surprise.
Yeah, and then once I'd fully cured them of their mange, and they looked like model foxes, like tall, handsome, Slavic, like looking. Massive, gorgeous dicks. And they
like cheekbones and whatnot.
And they had like luscious ginger hair, like Mick Hucknall, you know. And then they went, right, thanks a lot for fixing us, mate. We'll never forget you. And they fucked off and never came back. Shout out Mick and Keith, wherever you are.
Don't come to mine.
Come to mind if you need anything, honestly, lads. I miss you.
Reverse cowboy.
Google Lego Lampedo. Notorious Lego Lampedo.
Is he made of Lego?
I mean, like, come on, man.
Is he made of Lego?
Like bees to a trap. Is that what they say? Is that a phrase? Did I make that up?
Like bees to... I mean, bees aren't going to go in a trap. They like their freedom.
Mice to a trap, bees to honey.
Yeah.
No, I fucked it.
Bees don't go to honey either. They make it. Honey is bee sick. We just go, and then we
is
eat it.
Yeah. Is it?
They digest like the pollen or whatever it is, and then they just barf up, and then they go up to their queen and and the queen eats it. And then we go, I'll put some of that sick in my tea.
Buying honey is a dangerous game. If you've got kind of anywhere near champagne taste, lemonade money, there's levels to the honey game.
Well, it depends what like bushes they've been flying around, doesn't it?
Oh, does it?
Yeah, if they're around like certain flowers, then the floral scent of that bush will come into the taste of the honey. So if you go wherever they are, like if you go like a mountain in Greece on a Greek island, and there's like a local guy selling honey there, the honey will have essences of the bushes that are around there.
Yeah, it's like if there's a local guy squirting, like the squirt's going to taste of
where he lives and what he eats, and yeah, if you do that in Italy, it'll be pizza. And
can you squirt?
Out my arse, yeah.
Mm. So, I can spit out my arse.
I know, I remember you telling me, you do it as like a fighting tactic.
Yeah, no, it's a defence mechanism. Like, if I feel really, really under threat, I'll just turn around and...
Like that dinosaur in Jurassic Park.
That's not a spitting noise. That was the old playground fighting noise.
It comes out.
Do you remember that?
What?
Playing as a kid and like...
Yeah, I still do it. It's great.
American accent, man.
Get up, we gotta go, guys. Come on, let's go. Like... And you shoot your mate and he goes, you missed. I was like, I didn't fucking miss.
Oh, yeah.
I got you then. No, get on the floor, you're dead.
Just my leg. That's why I've got the limp.
Yeah. It was well good, wasn't it?
I was always injured.
Me and my brother used to play Beatles. We were like, let's play the Beatles. We put the Beatles on like this record player. That's how old I am. Jump up and down on the sofa. And then he'd be like, I'm Paul and you're John. And then he'd shoot me and I had to die because John's dead.
Okay.
Yeah. So he'd shoot me and
Paul didn't shoot John.
I thought Paul had shot John until I was about 10. Because my brother used to say, Paul.
Yeah,
he'd be like, I'm going to shoot John. Coming in the studio, telling me to like Maxwell Silverhammer shit. The obla di obla da shit. I'm going to shoot John. I thought that had happened.
Mm. Beatles were underrated. Probably kids now they would never listen to the Beatles.
You'd be surprised, you know.
The music's underrated.
I mean, I'm one of those people. They're a massive part of my life, the Beatles. So I could talk about it all day. However, lots of people, I meet people our age who go, don't like the Beatles. And I'm like, you weren't brought up well.
Yes, right, lad, I know what you mean, lad. I love the Beatles. A lot of the trannies over there. You're not interested, are you?
I'm a bit interested.
I've got a few different Scousers, you know.
At what point does Scouse accent go from the deep voice like that to the somewhere in the late 70s the voice changed in the Scouse voice and it went high, because I was all like, you're like me, how are you doing? I love the Beatles. I saw them fucking in the cavern.
I'm pretty sure they had a community meeting down at the docks where someone just fucking got hold of the mic and just
they all changed. Funny bunch, Scouses, aren't they?
Do you know what, yeah, they're like
they're very sweet when you go
tough,
and meet them.
Tough to infiltrate, but yeah, there's some fucking, they're quick, yeah, they're some funny cunts.
They're great at music, very funny, and absolutely lovely people when you're hanging around with them. But when Liverpool lose, they start whinging and they're annoying. And all that bullshit about them being thieves is just Tory propaganda. They're nice people, some of the nicest people in the UK on average, I think.
I've met some blinding scousers, you know.
I've always had a good time there. Whatever. Shout out Liverpool, love you.
Reverse Cowboy.
Did I tell you I was trying to get in touch with Rose West to get her on our podcast?
I don't want to hear.
But no, I wanted to interview her on the phone. Listen, that lady holds secrets that we need to find out.
Oh, fuck that. Right. No, get her in here, actually. Let's get her in here.
You can't, she's in prison.
Oh,
what? I contacted the prison and said, I wrote to her, because you can write to her name in it or whatever, and then they said, she's read your letter and she said no.
Oh, fucking hell. We should just send her, like, photos of us.
Wanking.
Yeah, just we should wind people up. I don't want to give her the oxygen. Fuck that.
No, I like Rose West.
And I know you do.
I do. She's a fascinating creature. Have you ever met a shepherd?
I met a German shepherd.
They're good dogs. 80s
yeah.
dogs.
Yeah, no, this is actually a German shepherd.
I don't think there's fields in Germany. I can't imagine a field in Germany.
No, it was a dog, really.
I don't think shepherds, as in the traditional sense, exist in the West anymore.
Do you remember what used to be on when we were kids? One Man and His Dog.
Well, the show, yeah, it was wicked.
That is an amazing fucking thing to know how to do.
Oh, yeah, like, well, the dogs are they're the geniuses in that situation. Did I tell you, I watched this whole thing on mushrooms. I went for a walk with my mates, David Schillinglow, who's going to come on this podcast, fantastic artist, check him out. Anyway, one of my best friends. We went for a long walk, walked the Seven Sisters Cliffs in Eastbourne. Yeah, walked from Eastbourne to somewhere else. And then we took some mushrooms and we were like, having the loveliest day, like just tripping a bit, not a lot, but looking at the sunlight, looking at the sea, having the nicest day. We had to find somewhere to camp, and we got to this place where we thought we could camp and we couldn't, but we sat on this hill and then this farmer turns up with his fucking dog got sat on the back of his pickup truck. The dog jumps off and then they start rounding up the sheep. He's like, they're rounding these sheep up, and I was watching it. I was coming up on this extra bit of mushrooms and I was so happy. I was like, this is beautiful.
Is there any other animal that gets controlled like that? I don't think there is.
No, like,
I know that people say dolphins are intelligent. Fuck knows how you know that. But
well, they are.
How do you know?
Because I've watched documentaries.
Well, that's what I mean. You've been told they're intelligent. Have you ever had a fucking intelligent conversation with a dolphin?
Is it like Big Dolphin, who like putting out propaganda to make dolphins?
No, but it's like respect.
Reverse Cowboy.
You've ever been in love, if you've ever been banging love, like that is a feeling nice, like no other. You know when you just cannot wait to see that person?
It's terrifying though, because once you get your heart broken from that, you never want to go back.
There's no pain like that first fucking broken heart you get.
First cut is the deepest. Baby, I know. It's just first cut is the deepest. Can't handle heartbreak anymore. I've got a wall up now.
You've got a wall up. You wear it like a mask. That's why I sat pretend on the stairs fucking crying.
Big softy inside, but I pretend I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's...
Well, put something on. I'll tell you what, put your face on. Stand up.
Okay.
Tell yourself
I'm looking
how
in the mirror.
Fucking lucky he is, and get out there and show him what you're all about. All right? I don't want to hear another... I don't want to see one more tear roll down your face because of that fucking arsehole.
Reverse Cowboy.
Did I ever tell you that I survived the tsunami?
Nope.
Right, so I was in Thailand.
Is probably a lie, yeah.
You know the Boxing Day tsunami?
Yeah, you
listen
weren't there.
Listen to this.
This is a lie.
I flew Boxing Day morning.
It's not true.
Yeah. I flew Boxing Day morning. So it happened when I was in midair. Happened when I was in midair. Right. So we were met at Bangkok Airport with like a disaster committee.
Maybe he's telling the truth.
This is the truth. Right. These are your options. And we were like, all right, cool. Well, we'll just go to Koh Samui instead of PP.
Nice that they sorted that out so fast.
Yeah, yeah. But listen to this. If it had been cheaper to go on Christmas Eve, we would have gone Christmas Eve and we would have gone to PP. Yeah. And honestly, that is one of those sliding doors kind of things.
Do you reckon you would have like, I reckon you'd have stood there and gone, oh, I'm from fucking Greenwich. All of you, you can't. I reckon you'd have knocked it out.
If I was going to do it, I wouldn't have said Greenwich. I would have said somewhere hard. Right. Like Bermondsey.
Eltham.
Canning Town. Eltham, yeah.
I'm from Eltham. Stood there in your little shorts.
No, because there is footage of one woman just kind of gives up running and just leans back into it.
What a shagger, top shagger.
It's awful.
No, but maybe that was the only thing she could do.
No, but anyway, it happened mid-air. So I survived the tsunami. Well, I didn't, but this was back in the days before, like, none of us took our phones. It was just email. Yeah. We're going travelling, man.
Good days. Watch the beach and you're like, oh, God, I'm going to find it.
No, the beach wasn't out yet.
Pre-beach.
It might have been. I don't know. But anyway.
So what happened? You survived the tsunami?
Survived the tsunami, but you know what? I didn't. I purposely didn't email anyone for days. None of us did because we wanted people to
think you were dead.
Dead. Yeah.
That's awful.
Fucking naughty, innit? Imagine if you've got
your parents.
Kids. Yeah, parents, yeah.
Yeah, fucking.
Bad, innit?
Horrible bastard.
Yeah. I must
have been in a bad place then that week. Thailand must have been panicking.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Like chilling.
On the other island, I remember them like not being bothered. They were like, oh, hi, yeah, hi, unlucky, because it's like different.
Fuck you.
different provinces. It's not like.
Why didn't they get affected by it, though? Because the tsunami would hit.
Well, it's a long country.
And were they sheltered?
They were to the east and that was to the west.
Wow. I've never been to Thailand.
But we should go.
I mean, yeah.
There must be a bar in Thailand called Reverse Cowboy. There must be.
There's a Hitler bar there, you know.
There's a square called Soy Cowboy.
I'd love to go to Thailand, but my mate was living there for quite a long time, and I believe it's gone, like, seedy and horrible and been ruined by us a lot as well.
No, it stinks. It absolutely stinks of eggs.
Like Greenwich.
Reverse Cowboy.
So, you know, we talk about the pissy steps where I grew up on them, and we go back to my old gang, BDP, quite a lot. So my mate Rob, who was in BDP, who's still a, you know, fully signed up member, because we've gone our separate ways, a lot of us, but we still have regular meetings and, you know, discuss local politics.
Bum Den Posse, isn't it?
Brinsical Damage Project. Right. Anyway, my mate Rob's been listening to the podcast, very much enjoying it, and he's
Hi, Rob.
And, great
still
guy.
I'm still dead. I'm still going to pick you up from football, Rob.
Yeah, it's not that Rob, but Rob Powell, legend. Anyway, he's saying he's been listening to it and he's like, he's loving the Brinsical stories because he's like, I was there for them. But I've been asking him to correct them because, you know, such a long time ago, you start twisting the stories and then you believe them. And,
but Chinese memories.
Yeah, and he's like, so most of it's true, I think, but he reminded me of this mad thing we did. So there's this lad called Craig DeFreitas, who's our mate, a very unique man. His dad bought him a car. He's like, Craig, I bought you a car. Yeah, and he put this car in the garage behind his house because Craig was like 16 and it was an old Volvo. And he's like, when you're 17, you can learn to drive in it, whatever. But he just sat there, this car, taunting us. And then one day, someone just went, should we go and fuck it up? So he was like, yeah. So he went in there. It's all jumping on the bonnet, smashed it to pieces.
Like that level horrible of little shit. Fighter. Remember that?
Yeah, that was good. Chun Li's one, wasn't it?
I thought it was Blanka.
Mm.
Who do you used to go in with?
I was Ryu or Chun Li.
I remember going through a Dal Sim phase.
Yeah, he's good arms.
Yeah, long. Yeah. Keep it long.
I used to go as Chun Li because I fancied her, which is weird, but also she was good.
Do you know what?
All that shit.
Mario Kart. That is the best game. Mario Kart or.
Unreal.
Grand Theft Auto. But no, Mario Kart. I used to have a Nintendo Wii. When I was really bored, when I was with that Scarter, I used to just play myself. Yeah, I had a little wheel, and I would just, circuit by circuit, just shave this lap time until it was the perfect lap, you know, until you couldn't really beat it anymore, taking all the shit.
Imagine having enough time to do that now.
Oh, man, weirdo.
Just make that your life.
Well, this is it. I want to buy a PlayStation. I'd love to play Grand Theft Auto.
You don't have time for that.
No, but I don't want to be seen playing it.
It's not really sociable playing those games unless you're smoking weed with your mates as a teenager. Then it's the best days of your life. I admitted this to my mum the other day, which is funny, but she said to me, oh, you once got me to take you to hospital because you were having a panic attack because you drank too much Red Bull. And I remembered what it was. She mixed up two stories. So I had a girlfriend when I was like 21 called Amy. Shout out Amy, you fucking lunatic. Anyway, she worked for Red Bull. She's one of those Red Bull babes driving around in the fucking Beetle. Fitbirds drive around in Beetles giving out Red Bull to people.
Yeah.
So she had that job. Anyway, so I had unlimited amounts of Red Bull. My mates came around to my house one day and I said, let's just drink as many as we can, see what happens. So we drank like 20 cans each. horrible, like all itching, like awake for like 48 hours, like itching and arguing and like just like being real.
Arguing.
Yeah, because you're like so tired, but you can't sleep. You're
all
like,
acting like little balls.
Yeah, we're all just little horrible. Well, my mate Randolph.
Pumped for the taurine.
Yeah, he just ran outside and climbed up like a 200 meter crane and sat on
Randolph.
Top of it. Randolph.
The
yeah.
reindeer.
Randolph. Yeah. That's a mad name, Randolph, isn't it?
Did he go by Randy?
We're calling him Rand or Dolph now. He was in BDP, still is. So he climbed up a 200 meter crane, sat on top of it. The police are trying to get him down. He sits up there smoking a fag. I was like, what are you doing? He's gone mad on Red Bull. So we all went mad. And then, so this happened. My mum found out about it somehow. A few weeks later, I smoked so much weed one day that I started having a panic attack. And then I went, Mum, I've drunk too much Red Bull. Take me to the hospital, because I was like anxious, thinking I was going to die. And so she took me in and I told her it was that because I didn't want her to know I was smoking weed. And then the other day she was like, Sam, remember when you had to go to hospital because you drank too much Red Bull? And I was like, oh, no, Mum, really, I was just smoking loads of horrible, squidgy black weed.
You should have told her, like, if you didn't want her to think you were smoking weed, you should just distract her.
I don't care
her.
Now.
No, I know, but you should just distract her by telling her about the 200-metre crane, which is a fucking massive crane.
Honestly, one of the biggest things I've ever seen. He climbed it all the way up, and he sat on top of it smoking a fag, and we were going, Randolph, come down, you nutter. Because we were making a lot of sound. The police were driving past, like, what are you doing? They were, like, going to call, like, fire brigade, everyone, like, get him down.
I'm not surprised.
He just sat on the end of it, not giving a fuck.
A fifth of a kilometre in the air.
It was enormous. I could barely see him. And I was like, you fucking lunatic.
I'm not into all that kind of like extreme parkour.
Oh,
you know,
no.
When you see people hanging off cranes. Shit, and
a few of them die. I'm a pussy with heights. So
I'd like to do a skydive, though.
Oh, me too. We should do one.
We should do one.
The first bit of money we get from the Patreon people, we'll go and jump out of a plane.
All right, cool.
Do a podcast on our way down.
Seems like a fucking waste of money, but yeah, let's do it. Yeah, we're not. Yeah, exactly. Well, let's pay for the studio first.
It's not a waste of money, that.
No, I agree. I've always wanted to do it, but it just feels like, yeah, you're going to chuck it out of a plane. But yeah, like, pay for the studio and then, yeah, boom.
Imagine if one of us dies on the way down, then the podcast will go massive.
The chances of one of us dying.
We're not going to be strapped together, though, unfortunately. I would like that. Yeah.
Did you ever see that documentary about the bloke? He had a real doll. He used to take it out for drives.
I mean, those guys are 10 a penny these days.
What, who, real doll guys?
Yeah, in America especially, they're just
The new real dolls are amazing.
Yeah, I honestly would like one as my wife.
So my mate told me that he saw on Pornhub, because he goes on this thing, I don't know what it is, something called fucking Pornhub.
Sounds disgusting.
He's on whatever this fucking Pornhub.
Actually, it sounds derogatory towards women.
No, but there's like threesome videos of like a man, a woman, and like a torso. No, it's a sex doll torso, so it cuts off at the neck.
Yeah.
And it cuts off, like, before the knees.
You've got to be a psychopath to like that.
We've got 5 minutes left of this podcast. I might as well just tell you the truth. I'm a mannequin guy.
Oh, they're hot, aren't they? They're hot.
I like mannequins. I like them to have heads.
Mm.
And I'm not into all these new breed ones where they're odd shapes and, like, missing limbs and shit.
I like them because they don't have a face.
Well, no, to be honest, a mannequin with a nice face, I like.
Would you go out with a woman if she didn't have a face, but everything else was bang on?
No.
I would.
No. No, you couldn't. Like, realistically, you wouldn't.
She could sign language.
No, really. Are you, like, and I'm the chauvinist.
She's at ears.
No.
She can hear you.
How does she smell? Eat.
Well, we put cabbage.
Does she not have a voice?
That's what I mean. No, she doesn't have a mouth. Face.
So you're reducing a woman to a sexual object?
No, I'm not.
That's fucked.
I'm not. We will communicate via. I will talk to her.
Like
she'll
a dolphin.
Hear it, and then she'll sign language me. She'll sign language. No, she doesn't have a mouth.
I'd fuck a mermaid, that's for certain.
Well, where's her fanny, though? Halfway down the tail or something?
In between her tits.
That's where it is on most women, though, isn't it?
It's under the tit. You know where the scar is?
Oh, yeah,
The falsy scar.
Yeah. Send me photos of your falsy scar and I'll rate them out of 10.
No disrespect to anyone who has got fake tits, but hopefully you've got the new ones and not the stick-ons. And if you have got stick-ons, just get them changed. Well, sell some photos of your feet and get them changed.
Or just ignore us, because it's none of our business. Do you remember in the film Total Recall when the alien has three tits?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah,
she like goes, hey, baby, you want to have some fun or something? She opens the top and she's got three tits.
There must be something.
I used to fancy her so much. Free
shall
tit lady.
Shall I Google it?
Mm.
Should we have a look?
My mate Joey, he was a prominent member of the gang, Joey Cardi. Anyway, his mum was quite, she's lovely. I love her to bits, his mum, but she's quite religious and reserved. And so she used to record the films that we wanted to watch off TV. And then she used to watch them first. And when there was like some tits or swearing, she'd record over it with like the weather or something. She'd be watching the film and you'd be like, it's getting to the tits bit. And all of a sudden the weather would come on from yesterday. And you'd be like, what the fuck? Yeah, it was so annoying. I had the uncut stuff. My mum and dad didn't care.
You know,
I want three-titted wife.
Well, there's quite a few out there.
I don't think there are, because it's not real.
No, but in Total Recall days, obviously there wasn't, but now you've got, you know, 10 billion women, someone's going to have three tits.
Dogs have six tits, don't they, or eight? Do you remember in the, like, 90s or early 90s when we were kids, so every American film that came out, you knew, even if it was like a PG or a kit, a 12, you knew there was going to be a moment with tits. There was always like one bit.
Yeah, like a carry-on kind of.
There's always, like, always going to be some tits. You'd be like, when's the tits going to come? Even when I was like 8 years old, I'm going, there's going to be tits. Can't wait. Mm. You know, until the bloody woke lot ruined it and we can't put tits in films anymore. Teen Wolf, there's tits. No need other than just to please young boys. And it was fantastic. Thank you, Hollywood. Thank you.
Thanks for that.
Sexual awakening. Yeah. Team Wolf looking at some tits.
And now you've all pretended you've gone the other way and you're fighting a losing battle because you're pretending you've gone the other way. You're fighting a losing battle against the phones that give you the tits. So put the tits back. Sex sells. Do you not remember that? You created that slogan. Sex sells.
Hollywood, listen to us. We're giving you a chance here, a lifeline to survive. Get the tits back and stop pretending you care about woke issues because you don't care. You just want to sell films. Yeah, bring the tits back. We will buy the films. We're going to say goodbye. We love you.
Thanks for following us. If this is a Patreon one, thanks for signing up.
It's going to be a normal one.
If it's not, then sign up.
It's an emergency Patreon episode. But yeah, sign up. Quid a month.
More. You get double the episodes and more.
Yeah, we love you.
Grazie, Chajina.
Grazie, Chajina.
Chajiji.
Fuck off.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you shaggers. Kiss kiss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.